It's here and now. And now that summer has unofficially started, may we recommend a beach read? It has all the ingredients: sand, sun, family secrets. In J. Courtney Sullivan's novel Maine, three generations of the Boston Irish Catholic family, the Kelleher's, gather at the beach house in Maine that grandparents Alice and Daniel won in a bet back in the 40s. Grandma Alice drinks too much, despite that long-ago car accident she's never told anyone about that almost killed her kids. She's also never told anyone that she was on track to be an artist until her sister's terrible death. Alice's daughter Kathleen is struggling to stay sober while fighting her own memories of how she treated her kids when she drank. One of those kids, Maggie, became the independent artist Grandma wanted to be, a writer. But now she's single and secretly pregnant. And then there's Anne Marie, married to Alice's son Pat, the perfect daughter-in-law. But wait, is she considering an extramarital affair? And Alice, back to Grandma Alice, is she really going to secretly donate the entire beach compound to her beloved Catholic church, this holy place she now walks with several generations of her family?
They hardly said a word to one another as they walked the path, humbled by the natural beauty. You couldn't come here and not be absorbed by it. Off to the left, on the other side of a fence, stood stately homes with big front porches and Adirondack chairs on the lawns. To the right, there was nothing but the pounding surf below, crashing against the rocks, the tide swaying back and forth like a dance. It made you feel as though you were part of something more important than just you, like even if there was no God, there was always the ocean, before you and after you, breathing in and out for all eternity.
J. Courtney Sullivan reading from her novel Maine, just named one of the best new paperbacks of the summer by Entertainment Weekly. Courtney's a friend of Here and Now. We also know her as the daughter of Joyce Gallagher Sullivan, who's with the Red Cross in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We spoke to Courtney when the book was first published. So Gallagher Sullivan, something tells me you know a little bit about this subject.
Yes, we have a little bit of Irish in us. My mother comes from Joyce and Gallagher stock, and my dad is Troy and Sullivan. So we're all Boston Irish all the time.
So we see that in places like the saying that the patriarch of the family has. Is it your knees ought to have a party?
Yes, your knees should have a party and invite your skirt down was a line from my dad's side of the family whenever somebody was wearing a dress that they deemed a little too short.
Irish Alzheimer's?
Irish Alzheimer's, you've forgotten everything but your grudges. That was another one that was big in my family.
And then there are other details about growing up in Boston in the 30s and 40s. Young girls in Boston would want to go to Nantasket Beach or just to some body of water on August 15th because...
The 15th is the Feast of the Assumption, and it was believed that this could help them to get pregnant. So Alice did this along with her cousins. They all went into the water together.
But before this, flesh her out a bit. She came from a church mouse poor family. Her sister, Mary, is the saint. And then what happens?
Her sister dies very young in a fire, the Coconut Grove fire, which in my family was a story that was always told and passed down because my great-grandfather had been a firefighter in Boston in the 40s at the time of the Coconut Grove.
That story is told over and over in Boston. The 1942 nightclub fire, almost 500 people died. Doors were locked.
Yes.
Terrible story.
It's horrible. Horrible.
And so you were aware of that, but was there really a young woman named Mary? And again, in your book, this would be Alice's sister, who was set to marry a wealthy, waspy Bostonian.
That part is made up. That part is fictional. What was the case was that one of my grandmother's sisters was supposed to be at the Coconut Grove that night.
Yeah.
So my great-grandfather thought that one of his daughters was there that night when he went to fight the fire. In fact, she wasn't there. But I think that the event really haunted him for the rest of his life, and it was sort of passed down to his children. My mother often talked about it, and I've always had sort of an obsession with that event.
Well, just as it haunted your great-grandfather, it haunts Alice, the matriarch of this family. She believes that if she had done something just a little bit different, she could have spared her sister from being in the club. She blames herself. Her life changes completely, and she becomes the homemaker she didn't want to be. She and her husband move up into this beach house in Maine, but she never gets away from it.
No, she sort of takes on the role that she thinks her parents would have wanted to see her sister take on.
Well, and it affects her. She becomes somewhat nasty and bitter at times. And
yes.
It affects every generation. We can see this sort of oil that's in her,
yes.
You know, leaks out. Not to say that there's not tremendous humor in the family and a lot of love.
You know, so often it seems that, okay, this is the breaking point. This is the point at which this family cannot go on, or this fight or this word, this nasty thing that's been said. And yet they always do end up coming back together for better or for worse. So I think there is a lot of love in the family, but there is also a lot of anger and misunderstanding.
And curiosity, especially on the part of the younger generation, wanting to know what happened. Why are people the way they are? They really don't find out. I'm reading the book and I want to tell her it's because there was a Coconut Grove fire.
That's right. That's right. The book is told from the perspective of four women in the family. And I did it that way because part of what I think is fascinating about this dynamic is that everyone plays their role in the family. You could sit down with any one of these four women and they could tell you everything that's wrong with the rest of them. And they'd probably be right, but they wouldn't understand their own part in it all. And so they all view each other in these particular ways, but no one has real clarity about themselves necessarily.
Yeah. There's also a lot of alcohol. Given that it's an Irish-American family, It could be dangerous to throw some things that are seen as stereotypical into the mix.
I think that these bonds between mothers and daughters, whether it's an Irish Catholic family or not, so often a daughter is either the relationship she has with her mother and her mother's choices is generally very purposeful. Her choices really form your choices, whether you're kind of taking them on board or fighting against them. And so alcohol in this family is one of the main themes because, you know, Alice is really an alcoholic but would never use that word. Her daughter, Kathleen, embraces Alcoholics Anonymous in this way that actually sort of bothers many people in the family. And Maggie, the granddaughter, who is in her early 30s, has never even really been drunk, but she's so terrified of the idea of alcoholism. She knows that it sort of runs through her veins because of what her mother has told her.
So there's that. And then there's the beach house. It really is sort of heart-pounding to think that it would go out of a family. I mean, it's really quite something.
It's funny because a lot of the people who have come to my events are people who some are in Maine and who have these family homes, much like the Kelleher's do. They're very lived in and very loved. And when I talk to these people who do have, I never had a summer home in Maine, but when I talk to these people who do, their memories of being in Maine are so strong. I think there's something about that state that people have such strong feelings about, whether they grew up there, have lived there all their lives. You can tell that it is almost like another person in their family. And so when I speak to them, I think even more so about this sort of sacrifice in the book that Alice makes, which, you know, is devastating to the rest of her family, the idea that she might get rid of this house.
Mm. And finally, we have to note that Whitey Bulger makes an appearance in the book. Anne Marie, we mentioned she's the perfect now living in the suburbs daughter-in-law. But her secret is that she escaped her South Boston family. Her younger brother was a low-level soldier for Whitey Bulger, this mob boss who was just captured. It just underscores that even though they can go to Maine, they can't really escape.
Yes, I think they're all very much shaped by their own personal past and also the collective past of this family, even in situations where they don't know exactly how or why.
Courtney, thanks so much.
Thank you.
J. Courtney Sullivan, her book Maine, will be released in paperback tomorrow. So on this Memorial Day, one last thought. A story we did a while back is trending today, so people may be wondering what to say to a vet. Go to hereandnow.org, click on Thanks for Your Service, a phrase some people are rethinking. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a peaceful day and join us to see what the week brings. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.